It is time for another journey deep into the lining of the magical talking hat. Hat wranglers Tony and William reach into the yawning chasm that is the hat and pull forth the questions you have posed. Will they tire of your question quickly? Is your name Azure Talon? Then perhaps they will, but then perhaps not. But that will remain a mystery until we venture into the magical talking hat.
A correction from last week's podcast. I spoke at length and greatly mocked Bud Light Organic Hard Seltzer, when in fact, I'm now fairly certain I was referring to Michelob Ultra Organic Hard Seltzer.
I saw an ad for that recently and I thought, I wonder if that's what Tony was really talking about.
That is, in fact, now, to be clear, Bud Light also has a hard seltzer. I also think it's probably horrible and ridiculous, but it has not gone the step of feeling the need to be organic. So most of the mockery associated with that should rightly fall on Michelob Ultra and not Bud Light. But in general, my shitty beers making shitty seltzers jokes can apply to both.
I thought seltzers had like a specific flavor, like lemon or...
Yeah, they do.
Oh, okay.
So do these.
I see.
It's a big hard seltzer is a big fad right now. White Claw made it very popular, so now everybody's making them. And they're not terrible. They're just another like, hey, you don't like the taste of alcohol? Here's a different way to drink it that will still get you fucked up.
What do they taste like then? Like
flavors? They taste like seltzer with a hint of alcohol.
Oh.
They taste like a malt beverage, but a little more bubblier.
I see. A little more bubblier.
A little more bubblier. Yeah, that's the problem with a lot of these is they all kind of have that same malt liquor flavor at the end. We bought some bottled like, they were cocktails. So like there was a Moscow Mule one and a Mojito one and all this. And the first taste is very much like those and it's great. And then it just tastes like malt liquor. And I'm like, hey, William.
Hey, Tony.
You remember on Monday when we went to IHOP?
I do recall that.
Remember what we talked about?
No.
Like a bunch of stuff. We talked for like three hours.
Yeah, we talked a long time.
It was pretty good, right? It was a good conversation.
Sure.
And too bad none of these people will ever know it. If you'd like to know the kind of things we talk about at IHOP, then you should join the Magical Talking Hat Network at the titanium level, which will grant you access to the Magical Pancaking Hat podcast, the only podcast in the world where we record us having breakfast periodically at IHOP. So for just, I don't know, let's say $1,000 a month, you can listen to such great hits as All Have the Smoked Sausage and Do You Sell Pancakes in Numbers Less Than Five?
That second one was real. Yep, I asked that question.
That first one was real too. It's just not that funny.
You asked about smoked sausage?
No, I did. I ordered the smoked sausage.
Oh, but you didn't ask though.
No, I said, I ordered. I may have said, can I have? Or I might have said, I will have, depending on how elitist I was feeling at the time.
Okay.
But the point is, I did order a smoked sausage. And you did ask if the pancakes came in less than five.
Yeah, that was an actual question I asked. Surprising, I'm sure, nobody.
Mm. And he didn't finish them.
Nope.
And it was a physical effort of will not to finish them for him. I just had a hunch like that would gross him out, so I didn't do it. So, but I was looking at him a lot.
You know, I could have, if I could have like beforehand split them in two or something, knowing full well that I wasn't going to be able to eat them all. I could have done that.
It's not like I needed more food.
Okay.
Anyway, this is the kind of stuff that your money will pay for. So, contact me personally to take your money and we'll make it happen. Hello everyone. Welcome to the Magical Talking Hat podcast, the only podcast in the world that has now declared itself a network at random, even though it only has one show, but we'll make another show if you pay it $1,000 a month. Mostly about pancakes. I'm Tony.
And I'm William, and this is episode 531. Now, here's the thing, though, about our conversation at IHOP, though.
Yes. It was mostly about how much we hate our listeners, so we probably shouldn't share it with them.
No. It, without recording, it was a very different conversation, and not just on my part of it. I mean, you're different, too, in conversation when you're not being recorded.
That's because I'm trying less. I won't say not at all, but less to be funny.
Okay, but
because that's the thing. I do think of this to a certain degree as attempting to entertain listeners. And I'm not trying to entertain anybody except you and me when we're sitting in IHOP and occasionally the server.
Okay, so but I mean the point being that's a very different conversation, entirely different than we typically have.
And super worth $1,000 a month. So get on it, people.
I'm just saying, I appreciated the difference myself. I appreciated it very much.
I also appreciate it as a I appreciate it for itself as a byproduct. I would love to be paid $1,000 a month to do it.
No, but if we recorded that conversation, it would be just 3 hours of this instead, which is different.
Except I will do it secretly and will not tell you because I'm not planning to share the money.
But you'll still know, and we'll still be cracking jokes the whole time. And I'll be like, why is he acting like this when
no, I can do this. I recently learned I am confident that I am a better actor than Corey Feldman. And he has acted in many things.
Yeah.
So I am sure I can fool you in this. I'll do it. For $1,000 a month, there is a lot I'm willing to do, including make less jokes and eat more pancakes. I mean, you know, it's not a problem. I can make those sacrifices.
I think, though, even you would feel a little bad recording me without my knowledge.
And I love that you think that. And I want you to keep thinking that.
I'm pretty sure.
I want you to keep thinking that. Of course, I would never do that to you. Contact me privately if you want to arrange something, but I would never. These are all jokes. I would, of course, never do that for $1,000 a month, even just one subscriber. I would not do it. If you guys want to, a bunch of you want to do it, then even then I would not, maybe more often. For those of you just joining us, the pancake thing is a separate deal. It's a different product. We're working on putting that together. I am not telling William, so don't tell him. $1,000 a month. Anyway, this podcast, we have a hat. It is magical in that it has its own email address, themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. And folks, listeners like yourself, maybe listeners who like pancakes and have some discretionary income, write into that email address, themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com, with little notes, comments, questions, topics, things like that. The hat, magically, all on its own, transmogrifies those emails into little note cards with the information written on them, manifest physically within the hat itself. It's breakfast-loving servants, draw those note cards out at random, read them on the air, talk about them till we're bored, do that for about an hour. That's the whole show, except the part that isn't, which is most of it. So this week, I've been looking into the McElroy brothers. You know the McElroy brothers?
Maybe. I don't know.
I hate them.
Well, but who are they?
They are three brothers, Justin McElroy, Travis McElroy, and Griffin McElroy. It's spelled McElroy, but it's pronounced McElroy for some reason. I believe they're from West Virginia. They're podcasters.
Okay.
They're podcasters much like us. And they started a podcast actually 11 months before us called My Brother, and Me, because the three of them are brothers. And now they are hugely, widely, immensely successful. And I hate them for it. Because basically, they do almost exactly what we do, but just a million times better. Their whole shtick is just people sending them questions and they answer them. But like, they have all the charisma and the improv chops just magically. They have like, I hate them so that like it could so have been us, but it's not. And they are huge. They sell out theaters. They had a TV show for a little while. They have guest starred all over the place. It's spun off into other shows and things. They got their dad involved for a while. And they're just doing what we're doing. They're just doing it better. They have multiple YouTubers who take sections from their podcasts and animate them, which is most of how I'm watching this, because their podcast is like an hour, hour and a half. And it's one of those that it's on YouTube, but it's just like their logo. And then you just listen to the audio for an hour. And I watch my YouTube on my TV. So that's just weird. I tried to listen to an episode once, but this is just like chunks of it that are animated. And we're back.
What happened there?
My internet crapped out, which is too bad because it had been sucking for a while, but then it wasn't sucking for lately. And I've been very pleased about that. And it's a very confusing one because none of the I can see both my cable modem and my router from here, and none of the lights were doing evil things. My computer was just like, fuck off, there's no internet. And the thing is, my computer, I love my new computer. It does do this thing where when it's been asleep and you wake it up, it connects to the internet. And then it, like 10 seconds later, it's like, oh no, I don't have any internet. There's no internet here. I can't even see a signal. Oh wait, here's one, but it doesn't have any internet. Oh wait, no, it's fine. And it does this at sort of random intervals when I first turn it on. And so I was like, is it doing that? Can it do that like in the middle of things? But then I went and checked my phone and my phone was also like, your Wi-Fi is fucked up. So I was like, okay, my Wi-Fi is fucked up. So then I got,
so I guess sleep functions on computers haven't improved in 20 years.
Yeah. Well, I didn't ever have that. Even my shitty one, like, didn't do that particular thing. I don't know what it is. And it's just weird because it would be one thing if I was like, it takes like 20 seconds to connect to the Wi-Fi, but no, it starts out connected and then it's like, nope. And it's not even like, there's no, it's like, I can't see any Wi-Fi. And then it's like, oh, I can see it, but there's no internet on it. Oh wait, no, I can't see it. Oh wait, there. Oh, good. And like, if I sort of wait carefully, I usually am okay with that. But every once in a while, like I jump the gun and I go to a website and then I click on another link and it's like, you've got no internet.
It's like your computer's saying, where's my glasses? Where are my glasses? They're on
exactly.
Your head.
Exactly. And it's super fast otherwise. Like, I wouldn't trade it. Like, I'm happy to live with it, but it is bizarre. Yeah, so audio listeners, this, you should just hear a break and then we're back. YouTube listeners may have to see two different YouTube videos. I don't know. We'll see. I have one sneaky idea of how to combine them. I don't know if it'll work though. And it's a simple thing that I'm going to try. And if it doesn't work, I'm not trying because I'm lazy. So you'll find out.
Before the break, you were talking about how you picked the wrong partner for this enterprise. And
it's No. Just how I hate the McElroy brothers. No, it's not just me. It's not like I'm a McElroy brother and you're dragging me down. No, we both are not at their level. But it's just, it's so like, I don't know that I encourage other people to watch this stuff, because don't leave us, please. We love you. But I encourage you to watch, because it's such a level of, like, at least for me, both kind of what we're doing already and a lot of like what I'm trying for in the podcast. They spend a lot of time laughing. I will admit that they laugh hard. And to be fair, the segments I'm watching are sort of a greatest hits thing. So in an actual podcast, there's going to be dips and things. I'm sure these are the like most hilarious bits, but, and I also got to say a shot to our listeners and a shot against us. The listeners send in way more interesting questions, like really weird, elaborate shit about like, I have a roommate who eats raw pasta and calls it chips and it freaks me out. And like, they go from there. Or one person just wrote in and said, how do you curse a real sword? And like, that was the entirety of the question. And so they jumped off from that, like, fascinating shit that makes no sense. But also they don't just get, well, A, they don't just get questions that come in. They will go to like Yahoo Answers and look at some questions there or other places on the internet and stuff. And also, they don't have stupid note cards that come out of a hat. They read the full emails on the air. So these are things that would probably improve a little bit. And it gives them more, it's like some of the emails are longer because of that. So these are things to consider. But honestly, at this point, I don't know that we should get better, because how weird would it be if like suddenly we got, like, I don't want to get successful now, because I don't want to think that there are people out there going like, you need to listen to Magical Talking Hat. Now, the first 10 years are kind of slow, but, or even if it's not in the time thing, the first 530-ish episodes aren't great, but after that, it really takes off. I would know people were saying that, something like the hairs on the back of my neck would stand. I couldn't take it. I don't like the idea of like, yeah, after you get past a few hundred episodes, it's good. So yeah, I am mad because they're living life now. So that's disappointing. How has your week been?
Work. Probably the way it's going to be for years to come, which I don't mind. I like
gross.
I like doing work. I like accomplishing things. The adjustment to school is pretty stressful, but that's all me. It's nothing wrong with the school or anything like that. I'm just very I don't know, high strung about it, which that'll take care of itself eventually. Hopefully I'll have other things going on besides just school eventually. Like I'm writing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to keep doing that.
Yeah, you sent me a truckload of shit I got to read at some point.
I hope that this latest project I'm working on, if I can ever get it finished, will be successful enough that it would actually, you know, move on to something else, you know, that's not just a project I'm working on for my own sake, but that I'm working on, you know, for somebody, you know, for publication, I guess.
Maybe for the McElroy brothers. You never know.
You know, so right now, when I think about being in school and doing that at the same time, it's hard to imagine how I would have time for that. But I'm sure that, again, after I've done the school thing for a while, I'll figure out just how much free time I've got, you know, relatively speaking. I also, though, I could probably start working in mental health right away as an intern, but I don't know if I should put that off or if that's something that I should try to do right away. So I've got a lot of there's a lot of things while I'm doing what I'm doing, I'm thinking about all the other things I could be or will be doing. So it's kind of it's been a stressful couple weeks, and it's probably going to be a stressful next several weeks until I figure out exactly how everything's going to fit together in this new way of doing things. But
yeah, that all sounds awful.
Well, I think it sounds great as long as
Not only have you convinced me never to go back to school, you may have just now convinced me to stop being a writer. That just sounds terrible.
I mean, when I imagine doing all of those things in some balanced way, it sounds very exciting, but I just don't know if I can. That's the problem. It might be that it's going to take everything I can manage just to go to school and keep writing just those two things. And that's fine if that's the case. You know, I'll just have to wait to do my internship and practicum like a couple of years down the road or whatever. And that's just how it's going to have to be. But, you know, right now I don't, you know, there's a lot of apprehension about what the future is going to bring. And so it's a little bit stressful, but I think over time it'll calm down. And the school's going okay. It's only been 2 weeks, but it's going okay.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean, not only is the school very new in that you've never done it online, you haven't done schooling in decades. The writing's kind of new because it's a weird sort of different direction on things. And you are tackling a very different project. So yeah, I'm sure when everything feels normal, then you'll have a much better sense of what you can do. And if you are having trouble figuring this out, I have a useful piece of advice. If you're applying for internships, put me as a reference and I will make sure no one hires you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you won't have to make that call. Like, you'll be like, well, I don't have to choose because I can't do this part.
It's going to backfire on you though, because they'll call me up and say, you deal on a weekly basis with that guy? You're hired.
All right. Then I'll have to come up with a clever backstory about what a normal person I was before I met you. I'm like, I was super chill. It was just me and Randy Quaid were just living our lives. And then we met William.
Super chill.
He told us all about the Hollywood Star Whackers.
The what?
That's one of the delusions that Randy Quaid has.
Oh, I see. How was your week?
I saw a lot of people. I'm pretty much done. I've seen enough people. Let's go back to quarantine. No, I had a great time, but it was exhausting. Seeing people, like, I've really got to work into it. I saw the day after the last podcast, we went and played games and had dinner at a friend's house and saw their 8-month-old baby that we'd never met before. And she's adorable, of course. She also isn't apparently she's supposed to be making a lot of consonant sounds right now, and she does something. She says mama, and she'll say it when prompted. She doesn't, like, there's no connection to her mother with it. She just says mama, but mostly all she says is just like all the time, and it's awesome. She and I had whole conversations. It's just like, it was great. But played a couple of cool games and all that. And then Sunday got together with almost all of my gaming group, and that was good. Got to see my friend who has become a woman in the time since I last saw them. So that was fun. And hung out with them, and that was cool. Got my birthday cake finally. My cake that said happy everything. It was really tasty. A lot of cake this week. Trish made a cake for our friends on Friday too, so we've had a lot of cake around. And then Monday, there's this homeless guy that I'm sort of mentoring, and I took him to IHOP just to teach him some basics about hygiene, and, you know, so he can potentially get a job. That was fine, I guess.
Did he get a full stack or a short stack?
He got a short stack, and that's not weird. People do that. What's weird is he was genuinely worried beforehand that he might get too many pancakes.
What you don't know.
I don't know that anyone's ever been worried about that before in life.
What you don't know is that Short Stack was his nickname in high school.
I could see that. I could see that. used to play bass for Short Stack back in 82. And so there was that. And then, yeah, the weather sucks really a lot. It's very warm and very humid, but just slightly not warm enough to close up the house and turn on the air conditioner, because it's the temperature is too low, so the air conditioner wouldn't kick in for us. And we don't have central air, so it's kind of a process to do it. It'll probably happen tomorrow. If it doesn't, it'll definitely happen Saturday, and then things will be better. But in the meantime, not sleeping well because it's freaking hot and all that's crazy. What else? Last night, showed Trish for the first time ever the original 1984 David Lynch Dune. Which, unlike a lot of people, I am a fan of. I've always claimed that it is a good sci-fi movie as long as you sort of separate it from Dune, the book. Kind of similar to how I say Constantine is a good movie as long as you don't know anything about the character of Constantine from the Hellblazer comics. And I still stand by that one. I do have to rescind my view on Dune. It had been a while since I've seen it, but maybe more specifically, I think this might be the first time I've seen it since I read the books. And so the problem now, and Trish, of course, had never read the books and had never seen it. And so especially talking with her and all this, if you don't know the source material, the movie makes very little sense in a lot of places. There's a lot of talking about things and doing things that just don't make sense unless you know stuff from the books. If you know the books, the movie is a war crime. I mean, not only does it change, like, it adds in huge complicated plot issues and whole concepts and technologies that kind of suck and don't do anything for the movie, and also didn't exist in the books at all, so there was like no reason to bring them in. It's just bizarre. I still love it. I still think it's awesome. It's just not good. But I still like watching it. Everybody, it's visually, it's very stunning. It's the best special effects 1984 had to offer, and you can tell. It has a whole bunch of very famous actors in it. It has people acting very hard, and you know how much I love it when people act very hard. And this has its own special subset of people acting very hard, which is like 60% of the movie is stage whispered inner monologues. Like, a huge chunk of this movie is varying characters going, "What if he knew what I was really thinking? Oh my God." Like, all of them. It's not just like at least seven different characters do this. And they all are whispering like this, like they're scared people are going to hear their thoughts. Great music. Toto, Brian Eno, good stuff. I did this a few times. It was pretty good shit. And yeah, people act super hard. And it's really pretty, and it's got just amazing cast in it, but it's not good. My favorite actually is it has Alicia Witt, who is an actress who would later be in a lot of things, and I most know her as the youngest daughter in Sybil Shepherd's self-titled sitcom. But in this, she's like three, and she plays this character that's this little girl who, for reasons, is mutated and like has all the knowledge of a very powerful adult, and they've dubbed over a voice for her that's very creepy and whispery. But what's great is she's still doing the lines, and she's clearly a little girl. She's missing a front tooth, and like you can tell by her lips, she has an incredibly heavy lisp going on. But that, of course, doesn't translate in the overdubbed creepy voice. And I love it every time I see it. It just cracks me up. It's so adorable. She's like the most adorable psychotic mutant witch you've ever seen. And I told her, like, throughout there's the bad guys and the good guys, and they're just different noble houses fighting each other. And I was like, if you pay close attention, there are subtle signs as to which ones the movie thinks are the bad guys, and the signs are not subtle. Like, that's sarcasm. It's good stuff. I don't know if you're familiar with either the original source material or the film, so I don't know if you have response to any of this.
I am not familiar, no.
It's on HBO Max right now. It is 2 hours and 12 minutes. I highly recommend it because it's awesome. It's not good, but it's awesome. And it's got a lot of quotable lines and, like, famous lines in it. So you might be like, hey, that's where that comes from. Hard to say, but Trish was like, where did they film this? And before I can, she's like, the outdoor bits, like, where did they film the bits in the desert and everything? And I'm like, I don't know. I think it's mostly miniatures, though. I think they mostly filmed it in a sandbox. Turns out they did film it mostly in Mexico, though. So I don't know what that's about. But yeah, so watch that. I don't know that there's much anything else. We can probably answer some questions now.
Okay.
I have no idea if the McElroy spend as much time just talking about how their week has been and shit as we do. I'm a cat now. Ezzy, you want to read that? Come on. Come on, read it.
I'm waiting for her to say, I can't read.
We've been practicing. She's got it going now. All right, I'm gonna read it.
Okay, good.
This is from Beth. This is sort of a throwback.
Okay.
This references a question she already asked. I don't think it's the same question. I don't think the hat accidentally hiccuped. But it's right. Do you think it was appropriate to change the namesake of Johnson County, Iowa, without asking for widespread public input? Says Beth. And just so for people who didn't listen before, which is weird, Beth sent us a whole thing about how Johnson County has changed who it's named after several times. It's always been Johnson County, but there have been like two or three different deciding now it's going to be named after this Johnson as opposed to that Johnson. And I don't know. This question... I think this question says a lot about Beth.
What do you mean?
I mean, whatever our feelings are, and we'll get to that in a minute. Everyone, I'm going to say, counting Beth, I assume. All right, I'll be generous. 11 people. That's very generous. In Johnson County, and maybe three people outside Johnson County, give one measly shit about this at all. Which is why none of us knew. And it, I mean, I don't. Yeah. But the fact that Beth has spent two questions on this. And to be honest, our first one was not that interesting, like our response. So it's not like, ooh, I want more of that. Yeah, no, that's not a thing. Beth has some feelings on this, and I would very much like you to go into detail on the blog, themagicaltalkinghat.com. I believe you are fairly behind, so maybe by Halloween we'll know your feelings. But I feel like you have some strong feelings, and whatever else I might say, Beth is a very intelligent person. And so I'm very curious as to what the hell's going on in there. So do that. And if the rest of you are part of those 11 or part of the three, go on the blog too, themagicaltalkinghat.com, and tell us your thoughts on this. I freely admit I am not in those gracious 14. I could not care less. However, as an official thing that the county government did, I do believe they needed to have a public hearing in which people could speak on the issue. And I do believe they should have at least published it semi-prominently on their website, maybe in the newspaper. I do not think they should have spent a lot of time and money on it because, again, 14 people and they aren't all going to show up. But I do think that an opportunity should have been given because those people are, well, at least 11 of them are citizens of this county and have the right to say their piece on this topic. So if they didn't do that, yeah, fuck those guys. Again, I don't care, but fuck those guys. But assuming they did, you can't spend a lot of money on it because it's money per head. And so it's like, how many dollars per head, multiply that times 14. That's how much we need to spend on giving a shit about this. And so it can't be a lot, but they definitely should have had some sort of public forum. Yes. Your thoughts, William, and let's start with, are you in the gracious 14?
I don't know.
Ooh.
Here are my initial thoughts. First of all, as long as the county is called Johnson County, it's really named after the first. What does it really mean to later on say, you know what, our official stance is going to be that the county is named after this person? Okay, sure, on some website somewhere, it'll say it's named after so-and-so, but the historical record is that when they first decided to name the county, they named it after this person.
And
the only reason...
It's not named first name, last name county. Right. It's just named Johnson County.
And the only reason it's named after some other Johnson now is because it was named for that Johnson first. So yeah. To me... It's still named after the first one. Whatever the stuff they're doing later doesn't really matter. It's like
I feel like this okay. Solidly puts you outside of the 14, by the way. I feel like this observation here puts you outside of the
14. Also, I would observe that I don't think any county has ever, in its naming, gotten any kind of feedback from the people. I mean, many counties were named before anyone lived in those counties.
Yeah.
So it's really not a practice to get any input from the people who live in a county, what it's named or who it's named after. But there's a but. I'm thinking of a situation where a county is named after someone who now there's probably a large population of people would say, I don't think any county should be named after that person.
Like Hitler County, Connecticut. Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. Whatever it is. Shit.
And
this episode was going to be called The Gracious 14. It might have to be called Hitler County, Connecticut now. I'm not sure.
Now, in that case, if someone were to ask me, William, do you think the people who live in that county ought to be able to, like, you know, say something to county officials and incur, you know, that and have some push in getting them to change it to something else, I would say absolutely. But if that's true, then it seems like logically, I would also have to kind of go along with what you were saying before, which is if they are going to make a change, you know, that they give people, like you said, that they let people know, give them a chance to comment on it or whatever.
Yeah, because I'll tell you what, in Connecticut, they did change it. But they didn't get public input, and now it's named after Idi Amin. Like, they could have stopped that with just a small public hearing.
You know, because a person, sometimes there are circumstances where you partially identify yourself by the county that you're from, and, you know, you can maybe not feel very good about that, depending on what it is. So, you know, but as you say, if you're going to accept that, idea that the name of counties should be, it's, you know, there should be some say on the part of the people that live in a county. How much say, I mean, what should the procedures be? And I agree with you that they should be the lightest, you know, public announcement in the newspaper or something, and you know, a 30-day comment period or whatever, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That level of participation. I also agree with you that there's not going to be a lot of people who care one way or the other, unless you're changing the entire name of the county. Then I think Absolutely. A lot of people would care.
And that's a whole thing. And I actually give a shit at that point. I mean, I still don't get involved, but I give a shit at that point. And that's what this okay. The reason I say there has to be a hearing is because this is not part of the standard day-to-day already codified business that the county does. No county charter has, what if we want to claim that the name is now somebody, like, that's not a thing. So it's a new thing. Therefore, yeah. They should have a public hearing on it.
Yeah.
But it's like you said, they're not changing anything. At best, they're making up a new origin story that's like folklore. but I mean, we're not changing anything. What we're saying is, it is the official stance of this county that we don't like what we did before. So now we're just going to pretend we did something else, or at least not even that. Because I think, like, if in official capacity, if the county has written down the history of the county, they're not retroactively going to say, we never heard of that guy.
Yeah, right.
Like, so what does it do? Like, what is the impact of having the county named after you? What is the impact on the county of its founder, other than a reputation issue? And if you're trying to get away from a particular reputation, it's kind of half-assed. If you really don't like the original Johnson, it's kind of shitty to just be like, let's find another Johnson so that we don't have to change anything. We don't have to spend any money. We don't have to do anything, but we can feel better. I mean, if you're going to do that and you fucking hate Johnson, you make an announcement and you say, although we are Johnson County and we're proud of that name, for all that we have done as a county, we as a county officially want to say, fuck that guy. And that's our official stance. Thank you for coming. There will be no questions. And I still don't care about that, but I get that. Like, this one really feels like the lamest Jedi mind trick in the history of the world. Like, what are you doing? By saying, oh, no, that's a cool Johnson. No, it's not. It's like you said, it's not, nothing, nothing has changed, except you're just like, no, that's who I think of when I think about the name Johnson County. Put that in your goddamn journal. We don't need to know that information. I do not care who you choose to think of. I mean, spoiler alert, when I think of our county, I think of Howard Johnson. Always have, always will. Suck it. And I don't even think of the man. I think of the chain of hotel. I think of Hojo's. So, well, do I need to go talk to the county about this? Am I breaking a law here somewhere? Or should I run for county supervisor? Like, I don't even know. There's an election coming up. Maybe I could slip in on vote for Tony. Think of Hojo's. Like, I don't. What is why? Only 14K.
I would vote for you, if only on the platform of changing the name of Johnson County to Hojo County.
Hojo's County.
I would totally vote for you on that.
And people get a tax write-off if they put a green roof on their house. If elected, we will have free continental breakfast. Anyone can use the pool between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. only.
Hojo County, man, that would be awesome.
Hojo County.
Hojo County, I love it. Hojo County, Iowa, that'd be awesome. I'm probably the only person who thinks so.
No, I love it. It's better than Hitler County, Connecticut.
Yeah, that it is better than that for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's like here's the thing, Beth. There's one of three things going on. One, you're a fucking lunatic and you need to stop writing about this. You need to stop giving a shit. I think that is the least likely of the three possible situations. But it is possible you're just a crazy person and you need to go past whatever this is. I don't think that's likely. The second is you really felt there was some comedy gold in here and we did not deliver first time. And you're like, I'm doubling down here. I know they can get some shit out of this. In which case, mission accomplished. I feel like we nailed it. Hojo County, we're good. We're good. So well done. The third option, which unfortunately I think is the most likely option, because again, Beth, very smart, is there's a dimension to this we're not getting, or like information we don't have, or some aspect. In which case, please go to the blog and explain it to us, because I very much want to know. I'm very curious. Why? How is this a thing anybody cares about? And like, talk to me about it. Because I'm very curious. But if it was the second one, good job. And if it was the first one, seek help. Because yeah, we clearly aren't. We're not in the same place. You are, countily, county wise. Yeah, thanks for your question. I think we're running a little bit short, but I want to call it here because I'm gonna have to do a bunch of behind the scenes bullshit to see what I can do about these files, so we're gonna call it for now. Thank you for listening. If you want to hear more about pancakes, again, send me $1,000 a month and we'll make I would never do that to William. I'll make that happen. Like, let me know. If you want certain topics, if you want me to try and trick him into saying certain things for like your ringtone, I mean, there may be an additional charge, but we can figure some shit out. But otherwise, keep writing in themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. Don't listen to the McElroy brothers. Go to the blog and tell us your thoughts on all this. Maybe you've caught the angle that Beth has caught on Johnson County, and we're just a bunch of assholes. A pair of assholes. Okay, I got to tell a quick story. So I'm having dinner with the neighbors again. And the oldest kid is a few months from being a teenager, but she's hitting it really hard, which means she's really annoying and means we see her long enough for her to eat her food and then she disappears. The younger one, he and I are getting along really well and he's playing video games a lot and he just plays video games and I like watch him. But I'm me, so I just make up shit. So he's playing like Zelda Breath of the Wild and I started with like, why aren't you wearing pants? Because he wasn't. I was like, what that's about? And I was accusing him of stuff. And then I was accusing him of genocide for wiping out all the monsters and stuff. At a certain point, I thought he was in a cult. It became this whole thing. And he thought that was hilarious. But so then this last weekend, he's playing these games on his phone. And he's playing a couple different games that involve tipping some like balls down a little thing. And as it hits certain things, the balls grow, like there's more balls. And you're trying to get as many of them as possible. And at one point he ended up with like 160,000 balls or whatever. And so this time I'm just like, why do you need that many balls? That's a suspicious amount of balls. What the hell are you doing with all those balls? And meanwhile, the other grownups are talking because that's usually what they do. But I'm just like, dude, that nobody needs 160,000 balls. It's terrible. And, you know, I made a little bit of double entendre in there and he laughed at that, but not much. But then at some point the other adults sort of got involved. And we're all making jokes about balls and how many balls he has. And he got into that phase where like he was a little embarrassed, but like didn't want to admit exactly. So he just says, I'm confused, and was like a little shy. And so I went, oh, I'm sorry. We're talking about testicles. Most of the time, as a boy, you're gonna have two. Sometimes you can have one if you're in an accident, but this is too many. 160,000 testicles is too many. It's weird to have that many. It's got to be uncomfortable walking around. I do this whole thing, and he laughs very easily. So he is laughing so hard, I think he's gonna pee himself. And he's just like rolling all over the place. And then earlier he was messing with these thin PVC pipes that he was like calling, these were his sticks, and he was talking about that. So he's laughing, and I finally run out of steam, and there's a pause, and then Trish leans forward and says, "Want to know what we meant when we were talking about the sticks?" And he immediately is like, "Nope, never mind, I got that one. You don't need to talk to me about that one. It's fine." He turned just beet red, and it was the most hilarious thing. So we had a good time with that. So
it was fun.
He's the kid in his family who wants to be the comedian, and he's getting better at it. But even when he was real little and he wasn't funny at all, you could tell that's what he was going for. And so he's getting there, and it's fun, and I see a lot of myself in him. I used to make a lot of jokes about how I must have had an affair with his mom without realizing it, because the kid is so like me. So it's kind of fun for that, but it's really good to see them again. I like that. If you'd like to see my neighbors again, write into the Magical Talking Hat at Gmail. I don't even know what that means. My plugging has lost control. Listen again next week and see what county we rip into then. My guess is it's gonna be Marion County.
Yet another mystery solved by the hosts of the Magical Talking Hat. Do you have a question that begs to be answered? Then please write the hat at themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. That's themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. Also, visit the hat at themagicaltalkinghat.com. The music for this episode was provided by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com.